I'd like us to pray 2 Kings chapter 13.
Du roi 13.
Awesome Father.
Je me vis.
2 Kings chapter. I want to give us some strategic prayer. Just one strategic prayer, then another prayer. But let's give a very strategic warfare prayer.
Je vous donner quelques.
2 Kings chapter 13.
Du roi 13.
Have you found it?
Et vous là?
Well, let's see. Verse 16, we'll receive verse 16 till verse 19.
Disons le verset 16 à 19.
16 to 19, 2 Kings 13. And he said to the king of Israel, put thine hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hand upon the king's hand. Huh? Is it your Bible? And he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance from Syria. Thou shalt smite Syria in Aphek till thou have consumed them. And he said, take the arrows. He took them. And he said to the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. He smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him and said, thou shouldest have smitten 5 or 6 times. Then hast thou smitten Syria till thou hast consumed. Whereas now thou shalt smite Syria, but what? Thrice. Now Elisha, now look at this. Look at this. Look at me. The place we read, Elisha,
Eli, dans le verset que nous avons lisé,
spoke to the king.
Parlez au roi.
He said, open your window.
Il a dit, ouvre ta fenêtre.
And shoot an arrow.
Et lance une flèche.
No target.
Pas de cible.
No target.
Sans cible.
Shoot, just shoot.
Tire seulement.
No target.
Sensible.
Pierce the ground.
Tape sur le sol.
No target.
Sensible.
When I read it, I was confused. I closed it and I paused.
J'étais confus quand je l'ai lu.
For you to shoot an arrow, you've got to shoot at a target.
Pour tirer une flèche, tu dois tirer sur une cible.
No target, but just shoot.
Sensible, mais tu tires seulement.
And I asked the Lord, why?
J'ai demandé au Seigneur pourquoi.
Pierce the ground. Why?
Frappe au sol. Pourquoi?
And the Lord said to me.
Le Seigneur m'a dit.
It was not a present battle, it was a future battle.
Ce n'était pas un combat présent, mais dans le futur.
There is a strategic prayer of conquering your enemies in advance.
Il y a les prières stratégiques pour vaincre l'ennemi en avant.
A strategic prayer where you pray that what would have killed me tomorrow, I kill it today.
Les prières stratégiques que tu tues ce que tu veux Dieu demain maintenant.
He was stopping today what was intending to stop him tomorrow.
Il stoppait ce qui devait le stopper demain.
Shoot!
Il a dit
shoot!
Tire.
And he shot and shot till he stopped.
Et il tira et il s'arrêta.
And said, why did you stop?
Il a dit pourquoi tu t'es arrêté?
Say, keep shooting. Why did you
continue
stop?
Continue à tirer. Pourquoi?
It is better to overfight than underfight.
C'est mieux de lutter plus que de lutter moins.
You didn't hear what I said? It is better to overfight.
C'est mieux de lutter beaucoup
than what? Underfight.
Que de lutter peu.
It is better to keep fighting even when the enemies are all gone.
C'est mieux de
than to fight and stop.
Que de lutter et s'arrêter.
This is the prayer.
C'est le sujet de prière.
What will stop me tomorrow, I stop it today.
Ce qui va m'arrêter demain, je t'arrête aujourd'hui.
What has been programmed?
Ce qui était programmé.
To stop me tomorrow.
Pour m'arrêter demain,
I stop it.
En ce je t'arrête.
This is strategic praying.
C'est une prière stratégique.
It's not just warfare, it's strategic.
C'est pas seulement le combat, mais
strategic. Lift up your right hand of fire.
Prends notre feu.
Listen, no.
Écoutez.
As we're praying, yeah, oh. The Bible says he stopped.
Quand il a prié, il s'est arrêté.
And Elijah said, why did you stop?
Élisée a dit pourquoi tu t'es arrêté.
So as you are praying,
comme tu pries,
you are praying with a level of aggression.
Tu pries avec un niveau d'agression.
In the barracks.
Dans la
military. When a military man is trained, he's trained for any intended combat.
Les soldats sont traînés pour toutes sortes de combats.
Any intended combat.
Toutes sortes de combats.
You see soldiers.
Tu vois les combats?
They are trained.
Ils sont formés.
Not because of present combat, but intended.
Les soldats sont formés.
But when they are training them, they train them with the mindset of a warfare.
On les forme avec l'esprit de combattant.
They don't. It's not acting. They will hold the gun and they will tumble.
Et ils vont.
They will take position. They will do all that because they are. They know their enemies around.
Ils savent qu'il y a les ennemis autour.
Lift your right hand of fire.
C'est my father, my father.
Mon père, mon père.
My father. Shout it loud and clear.
My father, my father.
In the name of Jesus.
Au nom de Jésus.
As I begin to pray.
Pendant que je prie.
Whatever has been programmed.
Tout ce qui a été programmé.
To stop me tomorrow.
Pour m'arrêter demain.
I stop it today.
Je t'arrête en ce jour.
Open your mouth. heart. Project your future. Jesus, Son of God. By your mercy, Babarasa Talalanda.
I stop you now. Whatever has been programmed, don't stop me tomorrow. I stop you now.
I stop it today.
Zaru zaru zaru.
Haya la masha.
Lo. Liyaniyaniyo kotaka. La para. Liso. Ilekukuru.
In Jesus' powerful name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Samuel 22:18. 2 Samuel 22:18. Have you found it?
Êtes-vous là?
He delivered me from my strong. Huh? From what?
The kill enemy.
And from them that hated me. For they were too. It's the Bible that said that.
C'est la Bible qui l'a dit.
He delivered me from my strong enemy.
Il m'a délivré
de from them that hated me.
De mes ennemis qui étaient plus forts que moi.
They were too strong for me.
Qui étaient plus forts que moi.
Let me say something.
Quelque chose.
When you have prayed and prayed concerning a challenge,
quand vous avez prié pour longtemps pour un défi,
repeating,
ça se répète.
Well done. Pray deliverance out before you pray judgment.
Priez la délivrance avant le jugement.
There are some that are too strong for you.
Certains sont plus forts que vous.
Pray for God to deliver you first.
Priez d'abord que Dieu te délivre.
You won't understand though.
Vous ne comprenez pas.
That they refuse to die. Okay, pray deliverance.
Quand tu dis que mes refuse de mourir, prie pour la délivrance.
Say God, okay, till you handle this person.
Que ce soit que tu traites cette personne.
First, get me out.
Délivre-moi d'abord.
Then, anytime you want to handle.
À tout moment que tu veux tuer cette personne, vas-y.
So how do you know strong enemies? Is there?
Comment est-ce que tu connais?
Them that hate me.
Ceux qui sont plus forts que moi.
Strong enemies are enemies they don't like to see your face.
C'est les ennemis qui n'aiment pas voir ta face.
Another version, I forgot the version I was reading yesterday, and it says, for them that express dislike.
Une autre version dit que
they don't hide it.
Qui n'aiment pas.
They express it.
Il exprime.
What version is that? What did he say?
He said, he rescued me from my powerful enemy, and from those who hated me, and those who were too strong for me.
He said, that version says, he rescued me from my powerful enemy. Now, the Bible is written by the Spirit of. If God said they are strong, they are strong.
C'est la Bible qui est son fort, c'est qui sont forts.
Strong. He said, we are too strong.
Vous êtes plus fort.
Deliverance first. Listen, no.
La délivrance d'abord.
God spoke to Elijah.
Je parlais à lui.
When there was a brow, he said, go hide yourself.
Il a dit que va te cacher.
Hide first, though.
Va te cacher d'abord.
When God was true, he
quand
said, show yourself.
Il a dit, montre-toi.
First of all, God said, take the baby.
Il a dit, prends l'enfant.
And run to Egypt.
Et cours en Égypte.
The same God that said, woe is it that go down to Egypt. Said, for this
le
time, I permit you,
malin,
run Egypte. To Egypt.
Il a dit, cours en Égypte.
Sometimes,
comment?
When you withdraw,
quand vous voulez rentrer,
it's not because you are afraid. It's so you can fight another day.
Mais c'est parce que le combat se prend toujours.
A good prayer, a good warfare,
un bon combat spirituel,
must be backed up with not just attack,
avec
but preservation.
La préservation.
When your prayer is just attack,
quand
that's
ta prière,
not a complete warfare.
C'est pour ça que le combat spirituel est complété.
Are you following me?
Que
you must understand.
Tu veux comprendre?
He said they were too strong.
Ils sont très forts.
For me.
Pour moi.
He said, but deliver me.
Délivre-moi.
Tu as prié, Lord. This strong man, kill them, kill them.
Ils sont
not that. Change prayer point.
Change le sujet de prière.
They refuse to die now.
Change le sujet de prière.
Can you carry a gun to their house?
Tu peux prendre le fusil à la maison.
Change prayer point. Do what?
Change.
Deliver me.
Et dit, Dieu délivre-moi.
There are. When God delivers you from the hand of the enemy,
quand Dieu te délivre de la main des ennemis,
in his own time, he will now deliver the enemies
en
into your hands.
Il va choisir comment finir l'ennemi.
All right. So, what's the prayer?
Voilà ce que la prière.
Every powerful enemy,
tout ennemi puissant,
organized against me,
organisé autour de moi.
Oh Lord,
oh Seigneur,
deliver me from their hands.
Délivre-moi de leurs mains.
Powerful enemies,
ennemis puissants,
organized against me. Oh Lord,
oh Dieu,
deliver me.
Délivre-moi.
C'est my Father, my Maker. Shout it loud and clear.
Mon Père, mon Créateur.
Shout it louder than that.
Mon Créateur.
As I begin to pray,
as I begin to pray,
every powerful enemy,
ennemi puissant,
organized against me,
organisé contre moi.
Deliver me from their hands. Open your mouth and fire prayer. My marriage, my health, my business,
every powerful enemy, organize against me. Lord, deliver me from your hand. Deliver me from your hand. Charul Sakete.
Il est le prêtre de God.
Il est le
Son of God.
Italy. Lapani Tapani Tapara. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Merci, Seigneur.
We give you praises.
Nous donnons la louange.
We worship you.
Nous t'adorons, Seigneur.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Our love, that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was laid. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling,
I will cling
to that old rugged cross
and exchange it.
And I send it someday forever. So I cherish,
so I cherish a whole broken cross.
Till my trophies at last I lay down, I will cling
to the whole
broken cross.
And I
cherish someday
forever.
So I'll cherish that old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down.
I will cling
to that old rugged cross and I'll stand it someday forever. Through the waters and the blood, from the riven side which flows, we have seen the double key. Save me from this guilt and power. Rock of ages,
climb for me.
Let me hide,
let me hide myself in thee.
Let the waters
and them roar
from the riven side.
From the river side we flow.
Be of sin. Save me from
this blue.
Oh,
save me from this blue.
Jesus.
Oh, save me from this new empire.
We give you praises.
Hallelujah.
We worship you. Now lift your hands. Mighty God, we worship you.
Hallelujah.
Just we bless you. There's an anointing in this place.
Hallelujah.
Your grace has found me just as I am, empty-handed, but alive in your hands. Majesty, majesty, forever I am changed by your love. In the presence of your majesty. Come on, sing it.
We sing it.
Majesty.
We sing it.
Majesty. Your grace has found me. Your grace has found me. Just as I am. Empty and but alive in your hand. Majesty, 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 majesty. Forever, forever, I am chained by your love. In the presence of your your grace has found me just as I am. In the presence of your majesty. Come on, sing majesty, majesty, majesty. Majesty. Majesty.
Majesty. In the presence of your
majesty. Thank him and bless his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank him and thank him. Lord, I remember the place where you brought me from.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I thank you for where I am today. I see you doing a new thing in my life. Lord, I'm grateful for the future I see. Lord, I'm grateful for the future. Teenagers, lift your hands. Future. Lord, I remember
the place where you brought me from.
You have a future.
Lord, I'm thanking you
for where I am today. You have a future.
I see you doing a new thing in my life.
Lord, I'm grateful for the future. Ay, 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 ay. Lord, I'm grateful for the future
I see.
Lord, I'm grateful to you.
Lord, I'm grateful future.
I see.
Lord, I'm grateful for the future.
I see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Power. Thine is the kingdom, thy power and thy glory. Jesus' name.
Give God a mighty clap of hands. Everybody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let me an amen like thunder.
Amen.
Sit down on the head of your enemies. Thank you. Hallelujah. Wherever you seated, inside and out, any of the overflows, or you are watching me by way of television, I'd like you to know God is about to break the backbone of your enemies. All you need is just to have God's support. Like I said, if God campaigns for you, even the devil will vote for you. All you need is God's support. Tell somebody, I have God's support. Popular verse of scripture, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. Have you found it? Philippians is in the book of Philippians. Verse 10, chapter 3, verse 10.
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, be made conformable unto his death.
So that's what I'll share this morning.
That I may know him.
Tell somebody on your left and right that I may know him. Even if both of you were quarreling before, this is a good time to settle. Tell them that I may know him.
God cannot be seen by your optical eyes, but God can be known. God cannot be seen, but he can be known. God cannot be physically handled, touched, but he can be understood. The greatest achievement of life, the greatest achievement in life,
is to know God.
Paul, if you read the preceding verses, Paul began to say all he passed through, all he went through, all he experienced, all the beatings, the pain, all he had to forego. He said, I was doing all this because I want to know him. You can be around God and don't know God. If you study 1 Samuel chapter 3, Samuel grew up in the house of the priest Eli. Because when the mother gave birth to Samuel, the mother dedicated Samuel to God. So from infancy stage, Samuel grew up in the temple. From the day he was dedicated, the mother left him behind and went home. Have you seen a dedication where a child was donated? Mother came to church, lifted the child to God, said, thank you, God, take. Left home, and Eli raised Samuel. But when God called out to Samuel, if you read 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 7, the Bible says, and Samuel had not yet known the Lord. Around the corridors of the temple, go close to the priest. There are many people who are born by pastors, grew up in church. Some of them are baptized, confirmed, and confused, but yet they have not known the Lord. So a man can be around God and not know God.
You read it yesterday. When we read in Mark chapter 6, verse 3.
When Jesus entered the temple, the Bible says when he entered into his own people, they said, is this not the carpenter? They knew him as a carpenter, so the healer could not work for them. There are two problems. There are some people who do not know God, and there are some others who know him wrongly. Oh my God. Some don't know him at all, but some others don't know him well. They looked at him, they say, is this not the carpenter's son? I'm talking about a man that came with an anointing, the man who himself was the anointing. He came with a healing virtue, but they could not be helped because they didn't know him as it is. They didn't know him for who he was. He came with the healing power and left with the healing power, and people, we are still sick. They didn't even call him the carpenter's son. If you call him the carpenter's son, it means you have little respect for the father. They say, is this not the carpenter? He has not started practicing carpentry. Say, is this not the carpenter? Son, tell somebody you will know him today. You didn't say that well. In church, involved in one department, going everywhere, yet no knowledge of God. If you want to know him, you must be calm. Psalm 46 verse 10, be still and know. You are too scattered, you are too disorganized, you are too everywhere and yet you are nowhere. You are doing everything and yet you are doing nothing. You are active but you are not effective. Be still. In John chapter 20, I think verse 15, Mary Magdalene began to cry. Guess what happened? Look at this. Look at me before you write that down. When you get to verse 15, look at this. Mary Magdalene got there and Jesus was standing. And the Bible says she started crying. Why? She thought he was a gardener. Not knowing it was Jesus, she started crying. So wrong knowledge of God promotes tears. Nothing sponsors tears like a misplaced knowledge of God. When you know God the way he is, it terminates your tears. When you know God for who he is, it takes away your shame. When you know God for who he is, you can't remember him. When you know God for who he is, you can't remember broke. When you know God for who he is, you can't remain in captivity. You can't remain in shame. I came to introduce the true God to you today. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, after this meeting, you will see God for who he is. You will know 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 God for who he is. Lift your hand, shout it. Yes! A woman was going every day to the well without knowing who the Samaritans were worshipping. Jesus said, we worship who we know. Who do you worship? Paul went to Macedonia. He said, I saw an inscription to the unknown God. Serving a God you don't know makes your service a caricature, a colossal ritual. Serving a God you don't know. Somebody say, I must know him today. Say it loud and clear. The absence of the right knowledge of God is the foundation for regular and constant tears. The absence of the right knowledge of the personality of divinity is what sponsors tears, sponsors shame, sponsors reproach, sponsors captivity, sponsors captivity. There is captivity and there is captivity. Captivity is to capture. It's not in the dictionary. It's my personal English.
captivity and what? Huh? Captivity. Captivity to be held captive. Captivity to some salt and some sugar and some scatter. When Paul said that I may know him, I asked God, okay, what was Paul saying? God said, Paul said he wanted to know me. And he wanted to know me because I dwell in three things. When you know these three things, you know me. The power of his resurrection. The fellowship of his suffering. Being made conformable to his death. If you know these three things, you pass through them, you know me. That I may know him. How? The power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering, and be made conformable unto his death. How do I know God? Number one, you must know the power of his resurrection. The greatest event in this world, in human history, is not the amalgamation of Nigeria. The greatest event is not the emergence of Great Britain. The greatest event is not the emergence of the colony called America over 500-600 years ago. The greatest event is not the emancipation of India. The greatest event is not the freedom fighting, you know, in all the freedom fighters. The greatest event that shook the planet Earth is the resurrection of Christ. Because when it happened, before then, nothing like that has happened. After then, nothing like that has happened. It was not a man that brought out a man. It was God that brought out God. You didn't hear what I said? It was not a man that brought out a man. It was a God that brought out a God. Am I communicating here? That is the greatest event. And I know if Jesus could rise anything dead in your life, anything buried in your family, anything buried in your home, anything buried in your head, is coming back to life, 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 is coming back to life. Shout yes! So what does that tell me? If you don't know power, you don't know God. If you don't know power, yalabaha. Paul said, my teaching and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but with the demonstration of the Spirit and power. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, first to the Jews and also to the Gentiles. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem. Today you will see the power of God. In your marriage, you will see the power of God. In your head, you will see the power of God. 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 You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God say yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Favor is on your side. God is on your side. Somebody shout, fire, yeah, yeah, yeah.
shout power. Shout power. Shout power, 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 power.
Sit down. Sit down. Wait. You know what some of you do? Wait. Calm down. What some of you do is funny. You go out to evangelism. Somebody is arguing with you. You start arguing. Someone said to me, say, sir, send me scripture. He said, somebody of another religion is here arguing with me that Jesus is not the Son of God. Send me scripture. I said, I don't have. Power! I said, what are we arguing? We don't argue, we demonstrate. If you are arguing that it's not the Son of God, then show power. I went to preach in ABU years ago, and I spoke against some cultists, said some things about them. But I went to Kaduna to complete the program, and some of them stormed where I was staying and began to bang the gates. They did open for some of them, and they jumped the fence, killed the fence, came. And I was about going out. The people stopped me. So don't go out. I said, I'm going out. They said, it's you they came from. They have guns. They have this. I said, I'm going out. Power. I went outside. They all stood. They said, come out. I said, you don't give me orders. You don't tell me to come out. In the name of Jesus. Every one of them on the ground. When they landed the ground, I now said, if you are able to stand up from your feet, I will set fire on my Bible. They were dragging. Dragging. After a while, the owner of the hotel came. He said, release them now. I said, no. To have audacity. I said, they should be happy. Oh. Because when this thing happened to my elder brother in the Bible, he sent fire. So, since I'm not sending fire, they should be happy that I'm only pinning them to the ground. Sharp power. Between Christianity and other religion is not the numerous books, it's not the ability to argue. The difference is what? Shout again, shout again, shout again, shout again, shout again. I like power. Sit down. Somebody asked me a question years ago. Say, sir, why won't you just preach and go? He said, I've followed your meeting for the past 10 years. Anytime you preach, you must manifest. I said, I just like power. I like power. It's not my fault. How many of you like power? Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. Sit down. Please. If you lack power, you lack God. You don't know him. Paul said, how did I look for him? Where does he live? Say, number one, he lives in power. What 1 million words cannot do, one miracle we do. And that's the problem. Now watch this. He said the power of his resurrection. How did he resurrect? In Romans 8:11, he said, if the spirit that raised up Jesus. So the power of his resurrection is the Holy Spirit. So what was Paul in that? He was still saying, to know God, you must know the Holy Spirit. Ayalamakasanda. This is Bible.
In 1 Corinthians 15, if you read from verse 35, he has a question. He said, how are the dead raised up? It was a question. He went further and began to explain on stars how they differ in glory. In verse 45, he said, the old Adam was a living being. But the second Adam is a quickening spirit. How are the dead? The question was, how are the dead raised up? They are quickened by the spirit. So you cannot claim you know God until you are in the spirit. Are you seeing the connection? Are you seeing the connection? You can't claim or say you know God. Until you know the Holy Spirit. Alright? So, now, the problem is, how do I know the Holy Spirit? Am I breaking it down? You must know power. And what power do you know? The power of His resurrection. How did He resurrect? By the Spirit. How do I know Him? In Acts chapter 2. He said, they were in one accord in one place. You are in too many places. That is why you can't know the Holy Spirit. Somebody shout, one place. Whether my pastor rebuke me or not, whether member like me or not, tell somebody, one place. My father is sitting now. No matter what he does to me, I can't change him. He's my father. Do you know the thing that wants to destroy Africa is what makes Africa run their mouth against men of God? Was it yesterday I was talking to you people? I said, have you discovered in a family the richest person is always the one they gossip? They will gossip his wife. If she smiles, she don't like the family. She has collected our brother. What is happening? Satan is trying to make them enemies to the man so that the man will no more help them. It's a spirit in Africa. We are all the same. Whether it's a man of God, me, I'm a child of God, we are not the same. No, I'll show you from the Bible. Paul handed Demas over to the devil. Paul. He said, a believer handed another believer to the devil. We are not the same. A believer carried another believer and said, Satan, take. And God did not say anything. So we don't say we are the same. We are not. Because thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy fellows. We are not colleagues. Some are above some. The same blood washed us, but not to put us on the same place. You know, Ananias and Sapphira lied to Peter. Who did they lie to? To Peter. Right? Okay, what did Peter say? You have lied to the Holy Ghost. Where was Holy Ghost? Inside Peter. So Peter was saying, I stand there to represent God. And Ananias and Sapphira were believers. They were even leaders in the church. Peter killed them. And God didn't complain. One place. Your problem is that you are too everywhere. If God meets all your needs today, what will He meet tomorrow? Somebody shall one place. All my life, before Omega Fire Ministry began, I was a member in a church. One, I don't go to prayer meeting. I know the branch. Oh, if you give me hand, you they waste time. Oh, I go drop them. My friend said, but we don't have program in our church that period. I said, doesn't matter. Oh, so that when I get problem, I go nowhere for the come. one place.
The Holy Ghost cannot
come upon a man whose heart is everywhere. Shout
one place.
I didn't hear you. Shout one place. Shout again. Say one place. I told them yesterday in the prayer connection, I said, have you discovered one business that closes easily? Saloon business. It can close. You know why? Saturday, go to saloon. All the latest gossips. No, don't go to a saloon. You will see them. They will start. What they don't know, what they know, they will gossip. So God will say, okay, before you destroy yourself and destroy those same people, close it. Dryer will blow. One thing will... No, it's the truth. Where is the easiest place where you have fire outbreak? Market. Why? Gossip. She's not selling. She will turn to somebody on her side. Gossip will start. That's the problem. You are always... Can I say this to you?
Jesus said to the pure,
all things are pure. In other words, Jesus is saying to the wayo man, I am a wayo man. If you are looking at a man of God or a believer as a cunning person, anything he does will become cunning to you. Because that's the mindset you carry. I told them, I said, one of the reasons Gehazi was given leprosy was not just because he collected Naaman's sweat. It was because he has been following Elisha, looking at him as a 419. His mindset was bad. When Elisha said, I won't take. Elisha left. He said, I won't take. Why you man? Now came back. So boy, as soon as you were leaving, Holy Ghost came to my master. And Elisha said, I will tell you, you are not all the same.
When you left,
my spirit followed you. Somebody test someone on your left and right. Shout one place. Let me round up here. Yakotobala.
You will run down ministers.
Wait. Do you know in Luke chapter, I think Luke 7, when the woman that had the unclean demon came to anoint Jesus' feet? You know the Pharisees said, they said if he were truly a prophet, he would have known that this woman has a devil. Is that not happening in church today? If this man is a man of God, can't he see his choir? If he's a true prophet, can't he see the protocols at all? Does that concern you? Now hear what Jesus, hear how Jesus answered. Jesus said, this woman, what he has done, she has done, we speak as a memorial. He said, you saw me, but you did nothing. So how does God want us as pastors to reply to such people who are attacking our workers? He said, tell them, if you were a good person, you would have been a worker.
You attack my protocol. Why are you not a protocol? You attack the ushers. Why are you not an usher? You attack the squad. Why are you not a squad? You sit down there and you are looking for fault. Fault finders are never pathfinders. Fault finders are never pathfinders. Always looking for fault. Always looking for fault. If he was a prophet, a true prophet, why?
And Jesus replied them. I learned from Jesus how to reply people. I learned from Jesus. You sit down, you will run down people. You are everywhere. That man will go, he don't get power. He don't get power. The other one, he don't get power. He didn't see. You just open your mouth, you are run. Look at people who labor and labor. They are in the church. You don't know this thing. Sir. Church! You see them praying, sweating. Nothing is happening. Because after 3 hours prayer, they will use 2 minutes gossip to scatter it. But when they are singing today, praying, lifting their hands, fasting, rolling on the ground,
You see them rot on the ground. After condemning a man of God, after condemning a prophet.
If there is one thing God has taught me, is to understand life. If you are in this church, you will understand life. I'm not just a pastor, I'm a coach. Teach you about life. I know all of you are pastors close to me. Have you ever heard me speak against a man of God? My wife is here. I've known you for 16 years, 192 months. Have you ever we sat down in private? I said, that pastor, I don't talk. Sometimes you say, what is this? I say, remove your eye. You see something on TV, you don't understand, remove your eye. Some of the things I see, I know they are wrong, but am I the one to comment? I just need to remove your eye. Leave him. And many of you will carry a man of God to your bedroom, bisect him, analyze him, paralyze him. He has become a specimen. You dissect and bisect. Hala one place. In the church, focus on what brought you. Because you are looking anywhere there are people, you must see things. Everywhere there are people, you must see things. But what you make up your mind for is what you desire to see. Somebody shout one place. Number two, hear what the Bible says.
Anyone that asks the Father
for a bread, he doesn't give him a stone.
Anyone that asks the Father for a fish,
he doesn't give him a serpent. So is everyone that asketh for the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, ask for him.
Ask God.
I need the Holy Ghost. I remember when I gave my life to Christ, the first 2 weeks I wasn't speaking in tongues. People were speaking, and I liked it. I couldn't speak, and I didn't want to pretend. They would just start, it's like they are rapping it. I said, yeah? This is sweet, oh. And I wasn't speaking. I went to a camp meeting, and I saw a girl, 13 years old, she was called to lead prayer. She started singing in the Holy Ghost. I said, hey, me, I can't even speak. And somebody is singing with it. Somebody is singing with it. And I say, I've seen all this girl now. Small picking. Others are praying, but my eye was open. I say, hey. I turned to everybody. Yes, Lord. And she was singing. I saw someone doing like this. I said, hey, they won't fall. Fornary singing. I told myself, I said, Kai. People came and saw something there, but when I went home, I was crying. Why was I crying? I said, somebody is singing and me, I can't speak. I locked myself. I said, Holy Ghost, come.
Anywhere you went, so
anywhere you are, come.